This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Entry Level 3. Paper CC Intermediate 115. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
Why wasn't Michael at the party? Was he ill? He didn't look very well yesterday.
He's fine, but he had to look after his little brother, Jamie.
Why couldn't his mum look after Jamie?
His mum works at nights. She's a nurse at the hospital. B.
Who's the dark-haired man in the photograph? It's not your dad, is it, Anna?
My dad's much shorter than that. It's my neighbour.
He looks a bit like your brother.
He looks nothing like him. My brother's blonde, like my grandpa. C.
When is the swimming pool going to open again? I want to go swimming tomorrow.
No chance. It was going to open next week, but there are problems with the water quality.
Yes, I heard.
So, it'll be a month from now. You'll have to go swimming somewhere else until then. D.
Where is Class 9C going on their school trip? We went to the seaside.
Lucky you. We went to a factory last year. So boring.
That sounds as bad as my sister's class. They went to a museum.
I love museums. But 9C is going to a farm this time. It sounds fun. E.
What is Tom going to eat for breakfast? Should I give him some cereal?
No, he hates cereal. Could he have an egg instead?
We haven't got any left, I'm afraid. How about pancakes?
Yes, please. But don't give him any fruit. He won't eat it. F.
Where is Sam's new house?
It's on the other side of town. There's no station or bus stop nearby, so he has to ride his bike to school. He's got the park right opposite, though.
Sounds great. I'd like to see it.
Let's go after school. Perhaps we can go round for a coffee.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
Why wasn't Michael at the party? Was he ill? He didn't look very well yesterday.
He's fine, but he had to look after his little brother, Jamie.
Why couldn't his mum look after Jamie?
His mum works at nights. She's a nurse at the hospital. B.
Who's the dark-haired man in the photograph? It's not your dad, is it, Anna?
My dad's much shorter than that. It's my neighbour.
He looks a bit like your brother.
He looks nothing like him. My brother's blonde, like my grandpa. C.
When is the swimming pool going to open again? I want to go swimming tomorrow.
No chance. It was going to open next week, but there are problems with the water quality.
Yes, I heard.
So, it'll be a month from now. You'll have to go swimming somewhere else until then. D.
Where is Class 9C going on their school trip? We went to the seaside.
Lucky you. We went to a factory last year. So boring.
That sounds as bad as my sister's class. They went to a museum.
I love museums. But 9C is going to a farm this time. It sounds fun. E.
What is Tom going to eat for breakfast? Should I give him some cereal?
No, he hates cereal. Could he have an egg instead?
We haven't got any left, I'm afraid. How about pancakes?
Yes, please. But don't give him any fruit. He won't eat it. F.
Where is Sam's new house?
It's on the other side of town. There's no station or bus stop nearby, so he has to ride his bike to school. He's got the park right opposite, though.
Sounds great. I'd like to see it.
Let's go after school. Perhaps we can go round for a coffee.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to this passage about red pandas at Chester Zoo and write the words which are missing in the spaces given. Remember to write two words in each gap. The first one is done for you as an example.
2. Chester Zoo has been open to the public since 1931 and is well known for successfully breeding different species of animals. Two red panda cubs are the latest new arrivals at the zoo. The babies are actually 2 months old, but only received their first health check last week. That's because the zookeepers didn't know the cubs had been born until they heard noises coming from the nest box. According to their keeper, both of the cubs are fit and healthy. The male weighs just over 1 kilo, and the female just under 1 kilo. In a few weeks, they will start to explore outside. Unfortunately, the number of red pandas in the wild is falling. Developers are destroying the bamboo forests. Red pandas are also in danger because they're killed for their red fur, which is used for making coats. This fur is worth a lot of money. The new red pandas at Chester Zoo are a real success story. Only a few lucky visitors will be able to see the twins playing, however. Red pandas are nocturnal, which means they spend most of their day asleep in trees.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Chester Zoo has been open to the public since 1931 and is well known for successfully breeding different species of animals. Two red panda cubs are the latest new arrivals at the zoo. The babies are actually 2 months old, but only received their first health check last week. That's because the zookeepers didn't know the cubs had been born until they heard noises coming from the nest box. According to their keeper, both of the cubs are fit and healthy. The male weighs just over 1 kilo, and the female just under 1 kilo. In a few weeks, they will start to explore outside. Unfortunately, the number of red pandas in the wild is falling. Developers are destroying the bamboo forests. Red pandas are also in danger because they're killed for their red fur, which is used for making coats. This fur is worth a lot of money. The new red pandas at Chester Zoo are a real success story. Only a few lucky visitors will be able to see the twins playing, however. Red pandas are nocturnal, which means they spend most of their day asleep in trees.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about the crime writer Agatha Christie and decide if the following sentences are true or false, or if the passage doesn't say. Put a tick in the correct column. The first one has been done for you as an example. There will now be a 30-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Agatha Christie was born in the late 1800s in the English seaside town of Torquay. She was the youngest of three children who were all educated at home. Agatha had a few local friends but liked to spend time playing alone. She had a very happy childhood. She loved reading and her mother encouraged her to write stories. During the First World War, Agatha worked as a nurse, which allowed her to learn about poisons and medicine. She used this knowledge when writing stories. Before her death in 1976, Agatha wrote 66 novels. Her first, a detective story starring Hercule Poirot, was called The Mysterious Affair. Poirot appeared in 40 of her books. In spite of Poirot's popularity, Agatha herself didn't really like the character. However, she was very fond of another of her characters, Miss Marple. Based on some of Agatha's elderly relatives, Miss Marple featured in 12 of her novels. Agatha's writing has always been popular. She is the second best-selling writer in the world after Shakespeare. Over 20 films have been made about Agatha's stories and her own life.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Agatha Christie was born in the late 1800s in the English seaside town of Torquay. She was the youngest of three children who were all educated at home. Agatha had a few local friends, but liked to spend time playing alone. She had a very happy childhood. She loved reading, and her mother encouraged her to write stories. During the First World War, Agatha worked as a nurse, which allowed her to learn about poisons and medicine. She used this knowledge when writing stories. Before her death in 1976, Agatha wrote 66 novels. Her first, a detective story starring Hercule Poirot, was called The Mysterious Affair. Poirot appeared in 40 of her books. In spite of Poirot's popularity, Agatha herself didn't really like the character. However, she was very fond of another of her characters, Miss Marple. Based on some of Agatha's elderly relatives, Miss Marple featured in 12 of her novels. Agatha's writing has always been popular. She is the second best-selling writer in the world after Shakespeare. Over 20 films have been made about Agatha's stories and her own life.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.